WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan School Board has been asked to send a $132 million bond issue to voters this November. The board will decide next month on a recommendation from a 20-member facilities committee. Alan Wood was one of two committee members who addressed the board on Monday.
These are additions that are required for the students to have a place to sit. These are basic building maintenance address things that are being addressed, carpet, HVAC, things just have to be there in order for our children to have a place to go and sit and learn.
The package includes all grade levels and, if passed, would change elementaries to go through grade 4, adding intermediate schools for 5 and 6, and making middle schools 7th and 8th grades. A man leaving the subway at Welburn and Rock Prairie was struck by his own vehicle and flew several feet through the air. College Station police say his Ford F-250 had been parked and was pushed into him by a sedan driven by 30-year-old Gabino Reyes Vasquez of Bryan, who then fled. Police found him, determined he was intoxicated, and arrested him for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A North Zulch woman is dead following a Sunday night crash on Highway 21. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victim as 18-year-old Brooklyn Vogler, who was driving a car that was struck by a semi.
Mack truck was traveling east. The Ford driven by Vogler was traveling west and entered to the eastbound lane.
The crash was 2 miles west of North Zulch. There have been at least 6 deadly crashes on Highway 21 between Madisonville and the Brazos County line in the last year and a half, which have killed 9 people. Driver fatigue is blamed on a crash in West Bryan Sunday night. Police say the unidentified driver escaped life-threatening injuries in the wreck on Highway 47 near the Villa Maria exit. The vehicle drifted left and struck a guardrail, causing it to catch fire. The driver was able to get out. Bryan Police has also issued updates on 2 fatal crashes that took place Saturday. In the wreck that took place off Sandy Point Road Saturday morning, a woman was sitting on the lap of the driver. The woman was steering and the man was operating the pedals when the car left Hilton Road, rolled, then struck a pipe fence. A second passenger, 23-year-old German Rodarte, was killed. The others were treated at St. Joseph's and released. Saturday night on North Texas near Old Hearn Road, investigators were told a southbound pickup veered into oncoming traffic, then overcorrected, causing the truck to roll, killing 42-year-old Anthony Miller. Yet to be determined is whether alcohol played a role in either Saturday mishap. Thursday marks the start of the Texas Republican Party's convention in Fort Worth. Brazos County Chairman Paul Rieger says following the recent primary runoff races, he expects fences will be mended.
I never had a coach that I agreed 100% with his coaching philosophy. It just doesn't happen. If you agree on 90 to 95% of the issues, you're on the same team. And we are on the same team.
Rieger says coming out of the convention, he thinks there will be a very urgent call for Texas to remain solidly conservative. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your best of the Brazos.
Every year, the Brazos Valley votes to select who they think is the absolute best in the Brazos. The voting is now open and waiting for you to cast your vote. Last year, 15,000 voters cast nearly 300,000 votes for their favorites in food, fun, and services. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at any of these sponsor locations. Precision Eye Care, Catwalk Air Studio, Curbside Chic Mobile Boutique, and Mar Eye Center. It's the best that money can't buy. The best of the Brazos. Voting ends July 6th, so cast your vote today.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, sponsored by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today about their checkup program. Do that thing twice a year. Check to make sure that your family will be comfortable all year long. 690-2278, here we go.
High pressure will help produce sunshine across the region. The low cloudiness has stayed a bit further to the west this morning, so we'll have sun through the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures today close to 90 degrees. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. Going to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow near 90. Tomorrow night clear with a low of 75 degrees. Thursday's partly to mostly sunny. The highs on Thursday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Then I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with Aggie baseball in the regional championship game against Texas. Did not fare well. Texas Tech, however, did, which surprised a lot of people, and so did Houston. We've also got an update on Brazos Valley Bombers baseball playing their first home game and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 6:50.
Texas Tech is going to host a super regional.
First time in their history.
Yeah. I know that park holds about 127 people, so they ought to do really well with that. But
setting a few records there at Reckling or
yeah,
Reckling
yeah,
Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, and number one seed Oregon State got knocked out.
Well,
it's been a topsy-turvy tourney.
Oh, very nice. Turning those phrases in the world of sports.
Donkey shins.
Mm-hmm. So now we got no chance of rain all week long, so you can go ahead and wash the car or put the top down or whatever you do.
Air out the sofa in the front yard.
Could do that. I never thought about that, but
maybe yeah. Backyard if you don't want someone to pick it up for you.
That's right. Get the sunshine going, and that's all right, I think we'll do this story early.
Oh, this does not bode well.
A man in Sweden says that he lost the needle in his arm while tattooing himself in 1974. Now, to his credit, he worried enough that he actually sought medical attention. But x-rays didn't spot the needle. After a while, the guy just forgot about it, as guys will do. That changed last month when he felt an excruciating pain in his big toe. In his big toe. His wife found a big old lump there, a blood-filled pimple. She popped that open and squeezed out a lot of junk, and lo and behold, pulled out the old needle. If you're doing math, that's 40 years. 40 years you got a needle coursing around in you. Get a little wince every once in a while, you know, as it tries to turn. How does that even work? How does that happen? How does that even happen?
I don't want to imagine.
I know. That's why we're doing it right now. We won't have to think about it after now. Unless you do.
This will stick with me for a little while.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Info.
Nation.
I know. I mean, your big toe hurts. Okay. Wonder how long he was dealing with that.
Did you say he was tattooing his arm?
Himself, yes.
Himself,
his arm.
Okay,
yes,
so.
His arm, yes, he's doing
it,
yes.
So
his
it
arm.
Migrated.
Yeah, you did, yes.
Oh.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's June the 3rd, day 154. We got 211 to go. It's repeat day. I said it's repeat day. It's repeat day.
Repeat day, you say?
That's it. Yeah. And chocolate macaroon day. Didn't we have that other macaroon last week?
I guess the coconut one.
Yeah, the coconut one. Yeah, chocolate sounds not bad. And Chimborazo, what is that? Do you know? Chimborazo day?
No clue.
I don't know, but I like it with barbecue sauce.
Do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll have a look at that while you dig up some birthdays.
All righty. Rafael Nadal is 28 years old. He's a tennis superstar. Yasmin Lee is 31 from Hangover Part 2. Anderson Cooper, 47 years old. James Purefoy is 50 from the following and was in Rome. I think he was Mark Anthony in HBO's Rome. Dan Hill is 60. Sometimes when we touch. Remember that? Susie Quattro is 64. Now, that may not ring a bell, but if you grew up watching Happy Days, she was the very sexy leather Tuscadero.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Denise Williams is 64 years old as well. Let's hear it for the boy. Remember that? And finally, Chuck Barris, 85.
You know, was a CIA operative, he said.
Yes, yeah, he said.
If you believe him.
He also wrote Palisades Park and produced The Dating Game, The Newlywed Game, and The Gong Show.
Gong Show rocked.
Yes, it did.
Just absolutely. Jill Biden, the second lady, is 63 today. Chimborazo Day celebrates the mountain, which represents the highest point on Earth. Technically, it is higher than Mount Everest, as it resides closer to the equator, where the Earth bulges, making it relatively taller, though it's smaller overall.
Is it that ice-capped Ecuadorian volcano?
Yep, I guess that must be it.
Yeah. Ecuadorian?
Yeah, wherever. Anyway, so there you go. That's so we solved that.
Well, can we go home today? Can we go home, man?
Everything else is taken care of.
We've accomplished that. Yeah. Let's go. The needle thing. I don't know how we can get any better.
Well, we can. We could talk about Rosie the puppy.
Oh.
Rosie would be your 3-month-old German Shepherd. Gets a little overexcited sometimes, and every now and then she causes a bit of trouble for her human companion. Like on Sunday, for example, when she jumped on the gas pedal of John Costello's car, drove it right into the nearest body of water. Nobody was hurt, not even Rosie.
Well, that's good.
John and a nearby Good Samaritan leapt into the water in Canton, Massachusetts, and pulled a rambunctious little puppy out of the water before the car sank below the surface. Good thing was the car was just a Dodge Neon.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we all want any American soldier that's in the hands of the enemy to come home. You have to think more deeply in the case of what has happened with Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Now, he went missing from his platoon in Afghanistan in 2009. He's been held by the Taliban and their insurgents ever since. Many of his peers died, 6 of them that we know of, while searching for Bergdahl, whom some believe deserted his platoon. Now, in exchange for Bergdahl, the administration, they arranged the release of the Taliban leaders, 5 of them. Those are responsible for killing thousands. The Pentagon labeled those men as high risk to launch future attacks against the U.S. and its allies if they were released. You know, the price of freedom is steep. You got to ask yourself if you think this makes us safer as a country in the long run.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A woman tells us she's been going out in public disguised as a man, including a fake beard and mustache, because she wants an Odyssey putter from the Golfsmith Father's Day event. She's excited because any Odyssey purchase of $149 or more comes with a $25 gift card. She's also looking forward to much shorter lines at bathrooms. Get a $25 gift card with any Odyssey purchase of $149 or more at the Golfsmith Father's Day event. Anything for golf.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer?
Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is aggieathletics.com. The latest release is video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules. It's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. aggieathletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
The latest from Apple, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple showed off new tools for tracking people's health and controlling household appliances. The software could make iPhones, iPads, and Mac computers a bigger part of users' digital lives. The new programs will be available in the fall. That's when it's expected Apple will roll out new phones and tablets. The bidding war over Hillshire Farms is escalating. Pilgrim's Pride sweetened its offer for Hillshire to more than $6.7 billion. That tops the current bid from Tyson Foods. Panera Bread is announcing a new food policy. The company pledges to do away with artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, and preservatives. Panera says its menu will be free of such ingredients by 2016. Stock market futures a little bit lower this morning. Krispy Kreme Donuts posted stronger quarterly results after the markets closed yesterday, but revenue fell short of forecasts, and Krispy Kreme lowered its earnings outlook. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in six different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with a simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
6:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So it's about 2:15 in the morning, Dunwoody, Georgia. Police officer Alvin Rodriguez on patrol when another car smashed into his, then drove off. So the officer, who was not injured, pursued the offending car, pulled him over and asked the driver for his license. Damon Tobias Exum apparently needed Rodriguez to hold something for him while he pulled his wallet out. It was his beer.
Oh, oh man.
Shocked I am not.
Hold my beer?
Hold my beer, watch this.
Sure enough, a police spokesman said that Damon was, quote, heavily intoxicated and totally unaware that he had collided with the officer's car. Well, there you go, then.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Busy at the time. Larry Lauder, what a great name. Larry Lauder thought he was having a heart attack. He was at a bar in Williamson, Illinois. Friends called 911. Several concerned people gathered around Larry. One of them was one Brian Kugler. Brian, who watched for an opening, then allegedly stole Larry's wallet. So as Larry's being hauled out of there, it was then that Brian allegedly goes into the bathroom, takes $100 in cash, and throws the wallet away. Then he went out and tried to buy a drink for the girl who Larry had been with.
Oh, my
God. So, anyway, doctors say that Mr. Lauder did not have a heart attack, suspects that Mr. Kugler might have drugged him. Karma's going to get that guy.
Man, I hope so.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss the grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
Well, here we go. We're going to look at the weather in just a minute, but we know it's going to be in the 90s, and it's going to be like that for a while, probably a long while, probably till September. But actually, it's going to be more than that. It's going to get up into the hundreds. We're going to do 80 by 8 soon, all of that stuff. Does not bode well for your electric bill, so what you want to do is do anything you can that can help to keep that bill kind of tamped down a little bit. And, you know, the folks at Intercon specialize in that, making sure that energy efficiency in your home gets accomplished in a way that it can fit your budget. One of the great things about Intercon being a locally owned company, you know, it's important not to have high pressure. It's important to deal with a local company whenever you can, and because... Well, because some operators are just kind of shady when it comes to this. The folks at Intercon are proud to tell you that the way that they do business is they'll give you an estimate, and then there won't be any high pressure. You know, they have a good product at a fair price. They've been doing this for a long, long time, and they have the many, many satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley to show for that. So whether it's energy-efficient windows, or certainly now as we're looking at summertime, solar screens, which can immediately make a difference on the inside of your building, your home, or your business, then get in touch with the folks at Intercon and let them come out and give you some prices. And also remember, if you're a BTU customer, there's some incentives from BTU to make your home more energy efficient. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 91 or 92 today, actually, all the way through Saturday is what they're telling us. Low temperature each night will be in the middle 70s. No mention of rain in the forecast. Right now the winds are out of the east at 5. 96% relative humidity. Mostly cloudy skies. And we've got 73 out there.
Rejection. Any kind of rejection hurts. In fact, it hurts more than most of us would like to admit. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. And it's better for your skin, too. Proactive Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The Plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and prevent breakouts. Plus, more solutions to acne problems like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-689-6745. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-689-6745, 1-800-689-6745.
Rejection is something we all face, and mostly we're just supposed to get over it. But often, it's not quite that easy.
Well, when we get rejected, the interesting thing is that the same areas get activated in our brain that get activated when we experience physical pain.
Psychologist Dr. Guy Winch, author of the book Emotional First Aid.
And we also know that even minor rejections are painful and they don't respond to reason. In other words, in some experiments, even when people were told that it was an experiment and the rejection was fake, it didn't make them feel better.
The reason rejection hurts so bad is assumed to be evolutionary.
Because when we were in hunter-gatherer tribes, being ostracized from the tribe was a certain fate of death because you couldn't survive without the tribe. So we developed an early warning system that alerts us to when we might be at risk for being ostracized, and that's rejection. So we developed this wiring that makes us very, very sensitive to any kind of rejection and makes it hurt very much so it gets our attention.
Rejection can be very demoralizing. It can sap your motivation and make you think terrible things about yourself.
I want people to recognize that a lot of these thoughts they have, the defeatist thoughts they have, the demoralizing thoughts they have after a failure, after a rejection, these are just your mind's way of coping. They're not realistic assumptions about what you're capable of or what the future would bring. So we can't listen to them.
Tomorrow, what loneliness can do to a person if left unchecked. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next month, the Bryan School Board will decide whether to ask voters to approve a $132 million bond issue. That's the recommendation of a facilities committee, which was discussed Monday during a board workshop. Committee member Alan Wood brought up the realigning elementary schools to make them pre-K through fourth grade.
This reconfiguration relieves tremendously the congestion that we have at our elementary schools. And actually, this from a number and sense standpoint is by far the best way to go.
According to the district's website, one elementary school would close, which one has not been determined. Portable classrooms would be eliminated, and additions and renovations are planned at five other elementary campuses. Fifth and sixth graders would attend intermediate schools, with middle schools for seventh and eighth grades. Stephen F. Austin would be turned into administrative offices. A new intermediate campus would be built, and additions are planned at the remaining middle schools and at Rudder. College Station police are seeking three suspects in two incidents early this morning. Police responded to reports of gunshots at the Motel 6 on Texas Avenue shortly before 1:45. No one was injured, but witnesses confirmed the suspect did fire a gun in the parking lot and drove away. Then, just before 2:20, officers responded to a report of an aggravated robbery in the 2100 block of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Police say three victims were preparing to leave the parking lot when they were approached by two suspects. One suspect pointed a gun at the victims and demanded money, which was taken from all three victims before both suspects fled on foot. You can read suspect descriptions, and there are three of them, online at WTAW.com. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott wants a new judge in the school finance trial. Abbott accuses John Dietz of perceived bias based on reviewing emails between the judge and the more than 600 school districts suing the state. The school district sued 3 years ago after the legislature cut more than $5 billion in classroom funding. Dietz ruled last year that school funding was inadequate. Then he reopened testimony this year after lawmakers restored more than $3 billion. The judge has been expected to issue a final written ruling in the case soon. Just over a week after contentious primary runoff races in Texas, Republicans gather in Fort Worth for their statewide convention. Brazos County Chairman Paul Rieger expects a positive message from State Chairman Steve Munisteri.
He's very good with people and inspiring instead of trying to tear somebody else's bridge down or burn the bridge down. He likes to talk about our successes as well. And frankly, that's the way a campaign should be.
Rieger says he doesn't see state GOP leaders being complacent about keeping conservative leaders in office during the fall campaign.
Coming out of state convention, I think you're going to see a very urgent call for Texas to remain solidly conservative. And so that's what the hope is.
Rieger expects fences to be mended from contentious GOP primary and runoff races. On the two-lane stretch of Highway 21 between the Brazos County line and Madisonville, there have been at least six crashes over the last year and a half, which have killed nine people. The latest was Sunday night. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of a westbound car died after crossing into the path of an oncoming semi.
Unit 1 was a 2013 Mack truck driven by a Ronald Sanders, age 58, of Franklin. Unit 2 was a 2005 Ford driven by a Brooklyn Alexander Vogler, age 18, student from North Zulch.
The collision took place 2 miles west of North Zulch. Bryan police are still determining whether alcohol contributed to a pair of fatal crashes on Saturday. In the wreck that took place off Sandy Point Road Saturday morning, a woman was sitting in the lap of the driver. The woman was steering and the man was operating the pedals when the car left Hilton Road and then rolled and struck a pipe fence. A second passenger, 23-year-old German Rodarte, was killed. The others were treated at St. Joseph's and released. Saturday night on North Texas near Old Hearn Road, investigators were told a southbound pickup veered into oncoming traffic, then overcorrected, causing the truck to roll and killing 42-year-old Anthony Miller. Then, driver fatigue is blamed on a crash in West Bryan on Sunday night. Police say the unidentified driver escaped life-threatening injuries in the wreck on Highway 47 near the Villa Maria exit. The vehicle drifted left and struck a guardrail, causing it to catch fire. The driver was able to get out. A man standing behind his pickup outside a College Station restaurant Sunday resulted in an unusual injury. Witnesses told police a car going north on Welburn near Rock Prairie left the road, went over a curb, and through a grass patch and struck a two-ton pickup in the parking lot of the Subway. The owner of the truck, who was thrown several feet, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police found the driver, determined he was intoxicated, and arrested 30-year-old Gabino Reyes Vasquez of Bryan for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You know, Suddenlink offers business opportunities for you guys and gals who own your own business and are looking for a way to kind of control your expenses. You know, for instance, with the phone service, you can save 30% compared to the phone company. You get the fastest internet speeds in the area with download speeds up to 50 meg. You get all the bandwidth that you need so that you can do whatever you need to with the, you know, the apps need so much now, and the bandwidth is there for you. You can connect to the cloud. You can upload, download. You can share big files in seconds and not minutes. And it's a cost-effective service that can be scaled to meet what your business is now and what it's going to grow to be later on. And you've got professional local support. All that can be yours. With Suddenlink, new customers can get workplace, 8-meg internet, and unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, you can get business class phone lines available for just $29.95 each. Plus, again, Suddenlink business professionals right here in our community make sure you get fast professional service when you need it. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He can provide you with a business solution for your business at the right price. Call him, or you can visit suddenlinkbusiness.com and get more information on Suddenlink business options.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
It's 6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Low cloudiness we started the day off with yesterday is further to the west this morning, so we start with sunshine for much of the day. It's going to be warm, temperatures near 90. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with highs close to 90 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Temperatures will end up around 75. Sunshine Thursday with a high between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The story tonight was Chad Hollingsworth.
Mr. Hollingsworth is the pitcher for the University of Texas who threw a two-hitter against A&M. So, yeah, that was quite a story. We'll have more on that, plus other regional action. Brazos Valley Bombers kick off their home schedule tonight. And there's a little rhubarb going back and forth already between San Antonio and the Miami Heat. No love lost there. It's all coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
You know, so I'm watching of course, I don't like the NBA even a little bit. I don't understand it. I don't know why people watch it, but that's fine. So I'm watching the crawl last night as the game is on, and there's what LeBron James says they don't like us. Oh, okay. Their 17 multimillionaires don't like these 17 multimillionaires. Is that what it's all about?
Pretty much.
Sure. And that means what in the grand scheme of things? I mean, this is such a load of garbage.
God.
Anyway. I don't know. I sort of enjoy.
Oh, what? Go ahead. Just defend that.
I won't. I have the exact opposite. After the Spurs won, some people were commenting that old Timmy Duncan, gentleman that he is, was going to celebrate by going to CVS and not using his rewards card.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, exactly. Well, and one of my kids was down in San Antonio over the weekend, and he said, you know, horns honk until 2 in the morning.
Oh.
I don't know what that's about.
It's not Puro San Antonio.
Yeah, they probably do that every weekend anyway, but I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I did it after high school football games in San Antonio.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait, which school did you go to?
Southwest.
Okay. And I mean, really, we're supposed to get ginned up about these millionaires out there going, we don't like them. Okay.
It's like wrestling.
It's a rivalry.
Oh, what? Go buy your own island and live there.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah. People hate that it's San Antonio because, you know, their uniforms are black and white. They just, they're boring. They win. Just,
you know. Oh, without.
Except for last year when they didn't.
And when they didn't. Yeah, so. But it's okay, man. They're coming
rematch.
Back, so, yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, okay. So the president. Oh, the president.
Sums up the past few years quite well.
It does. I know. Well, I mean. Okay, the EPA thing that he announced yesterday, big changes, and at least what they are doing is they are going to, the good news and bad news, the good news is that they are going to kind of put the guidelines together per state rather than try to do some massive overlay, which is probably good news. Bad news is we live in Texas, which is really good news most of the time. But the deal is, I mean, quite honestly, Texas is the top carbon dioxide emitter in the nation, okay? 656 million metric tons of carbon dioxide in 2011, nearly twice as much as California, which is the second on the list. But hang on a second.
Okay.
We're a big state, and we got a lot of people.
Yes, we do.
So if you start talking about it...
Per capita,
there's a bunch of states that do more per capita. Wyoming, North Dakota, Alaska, because, again, they don't have a lot of people. But nevertheless, we're talking about a big carbon footprint, so something's going to have to be done. 40% of the state's carbon dioxide is emitted from power plants. And Texas generates more electricity than any state in America. Plus, we got our own grid, so leave us the hell alone, okay? A large portion of that electricity comes from coal plants. Now, that's changing, obviously, because there is some shift to natural gas. Probably ought to talk to the folks at BTU and talk about their percentages. But, you know, right down the road, they had TMPA, you know, that was using lignite that I don't think comes from Texas, the lignite itself, but I'm not sure. Anyway, the EPA says it's going to give states broad flexibility when it comes to trying to achieve these goals. So we'll see what happens.
Well, coal consumption here hasn't gone up that much in the past two or three decades, and China's been going up since 2003-ish?
Exactly.
Like, and right. Skyrocket. There's a hockey stick there.
It sure hasn't matched the increase in population.
No, not even close.
And again, when it comes to any of these kinds of things, it's just it's a matter of, it is a global situation, okay? It is. And we're not going to be able to control what China does, and there's a whole lot more of them than there are of us, and that is going to have something to do with it. Okay, so we got that going. Then there's this this Bergdahl thing. Man, this is, you know, it's interesting because Jeffrey Tobin from CNN says that the president did, in fact, break a federal law by not informing congressional leaders about the transfer. See how that works out.
Yeah, they're not going to do
it. Did you finish the Rolling Stone piece?
No, okay. I didn't.
That's all right. But I just wondered, because they mentioned it here. The guy's name is Michael Hastings. He's dead now, by the way, but when he wrote it in 2012. Anyway, but, you know, what they're saying is somehow in their world, in the White House, they thought that this was going to be a feel-good story. You know, they thought this was going to be a patriotic story. We brought a soldier home. And then we find out that at least six U.S. soldiers are killed looking for him. At least one blog posted detailing how virtually all the information regarding this guy has been blacked out by the Pentagon.
And that's weird.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is weird. So, once again, they haven't done well. They have not done well. The White House missed it again by that much.
No, not even that much. Yeah. They missed it by that much.
Yeah. Oh, let me digress for just a minute back to there's one more note, because when we're talking about the EPA and what it did for Texas, there are some phones ringing. It might be a call. Oh, look, it's a hotline call.
It's not me.
Nah, just pick up the phone and drop it back down. Hang up the hotline. That's always fun. Anyway, the deal, some of the people who are not happy about the new EPA guidelines, how about the United Mine Workers Union?
Yes, oh, yeah, they're
a union.
Hot.
Cecil Roberts says this proposed rule will lead to long-term and irreversible losses for thousands of coal miners, electrical workers, utility workers, boilermakers, railroad workers. He says total impact will be 485,000 permanent jobs lost. So we'll see. Once again, not a good day for the Obama White House. So they're starting to string some of those together, aren't they?
Oh, man.
they got a few in a row going right now. So, yeah, we'll see how all that works. And let's see.
I think the big difference is the shift in the media. It is not, oh, my gosh, I don't know what they're going to do.
Oh,
what?
See, I think it could be a whole lot worse.
It could definitely be worse, but it's been a lot better for them.
They're still biased, but at least now they're talking about it.
Well, and yeah, I mean, you can go back, and maybe, you know, maybe that's just the cycle of things. We've certainly seen that they like to do that, because you build somebody up just so you can knock them down. And that's, you know, that's
the American way.
It is American. Yeah. Put them up there on a pedestal, knock them off.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Does joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back into the game as quickly as possible. And a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's patients surveyed said they were completely satisfied. To schedule an appointment, call 979-693-2762.
Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I often compare landscaping to interior decorating. There are many similarities, and those who understand one are often good at the other. However, even with those similarities, getting you revved up about mulches is about as likely as my turning you on to carpet padding. Undaunted, however, I present what I feel is a compelling case for my client, the miracle of mulches, right after this message. It's very important that you fertilize during the summer months. That's when southern grasses are growing actively and when they need the nutrients. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its 2-in-1 formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens the grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element that enhances the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn, and that is guaranteed. It's kid and pet friendly, so your family can re-enter the lawn right after you apply it. Apply Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer anytime to any grass type for a thick, healthy lawn and quick green-up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for your best lawn. Well-fed lawns can sustain heat and drought better than unfed lawns, and that makes better use of available water. You'll find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week at Lowe's, purchase both Scott's Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You'll save 20% off the regular price. Go to Scott's.com for more information. So, I'm going to be talking about the miracles of mulches, and I'll start by saying mulches save lives. The lives of your most precious plants. Mulches, you see, conserve that valuable Texas water. You use less water today when you mulch, so there will be more water left for you to use another day. That's good for your plants. That moisture is saved due to the fact that mulches eliminate the direct contact of drying southerly breezes and the surface of the topsoil, so water won't wick into the air on those hot summer afternoons. Mulches also slow weed invasion, and that saves water. Weed seeds and runners don't get a good root hold in the mulch. Mulches moderate the rate at which soil temperatures change, both in the summer and in the coldest nights of midwinter. And finally, mulches reduce splashing. That means the water stays around longer, so it's more likely to soak into the soil. All the while, water mold funguses aren't as likely to splash off the soil and onto susceptible plants like petunias, pansies, snapdragons, mums, and periwinkles. Now, those are the utilitarian reasons that gardeners use mulches, but most of us use mulches for their appearance. Think about it. The carpet padding actually becomes a major supporting actor in the performance. What a deal! In simple words, mulches look good. I like pine bark mulch. Most natural of all the mulches, pine bark is inexpensive. It lays flat beneath your plants. It can be worked into the soil later. Many of us use it as a soil amendment, and it can easily be replenished annually. However, it does decay, and it washes away in heavy rains. Then there are nuggets and chips. These are larger pieces of bark. They stay in place better in rains. However, they're also very coarse textured visually. They aren't as popular as they once were. Hardwood mulches. Shredded hardwood mulch is growing in sales. It should be coarse enough it won't pack and repel water. For the record, it nor any other mulch will attract termites to your house. If you want an organic mulch that will bind with itself and stay put on slopes, cypress mulch is probably the best option. Pine needles will work well, too, if you have them available to you. And if you have valuable compost hanging around, you might use that as a mulch, but it's really even better as a soil amendment. I'm Neil Sperry. Summer pruning pays dividends in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. In the 2014 Houston Regional Championship game, Texas A&M pounced on the Longhorns for a run in the top of the first.
Off speed into center field. It'll score a run. Ball's caught. Here's the tag. They're coming home. It will not be cut. Sliding safe will be Alamon. The Aggies have a 1-0 lead on a sacrifice fly by Lankford.
That, however, was all they could muster. The Aggies saw their season come to a close in front of almost 7,000 people at Reckling Park, and A&M fell to Texas 4-1 in the title game. Aggie coach Rob Childress gave the win to the Longhorn starter Chad Harlingsworth, who pitched just a two-hitter.
He did to us what Tyler Stubblefield did to them yesterday. We had him on the ropes early, you know, and had him wobbling in the first or second inning when he got it together. They had the heroic performance tonight on the mound. I felt like maybe we were a step slow on the dirt defensively, only because we emptied our tank yesterday, and I thought our guys competed very hard, so did theirs. Maybe a little revved up on both sides early. Give Texas credit. They played better than we did, and it all started and ended for them on the mound with Chad Hollingsworth.
Texas advances to the Super Regional and will face Houston, who upset LSU. The loss ended the Aggie season, by the way, the eighth consecutive NCAA postseason run. A&M season came to a close with a 36-26 record. In other NCAA action, Cameron Smith tossed a three-hitter to send Texas Tech to the NCAA Super Regionals for the first time in school history, and UC Irvine upset the number one national-seeded Oregon State 4-2 to win the Corvallis Regional. Director of Athletics Eric Hyman announced yesterday longtime Texas A&M University Administrator Kevin Harley has been promoted to Senior Associate Athletic Director for Facilities and Construction. Harley has spent nearly 21 years at A&M and is currently helping coordinate the redevelopment of Kyle Field. The Brazos Valley Bombers are perfect so far on their young season, posting a perfect 4-0 record. More impressively, they did it all on the road. The Bombers opened their home schedule against the Acadiana Cane Cutters at Cellucor Field tonight. Pregame at 6:45, and the first pitch is at 7. And you can catch action for that game on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Also on Sports Radio 1150, tomorrow, the number one College Station Cougars take on Lubbock Cooper at 4 o'clock, Dishfalk Field in Austin. That game also carried live on our sister station. In Major League Baseball, highly touted Houston Astros prospect John Singleton has agreed to a 5-year contract and will make his Major League debut this evening. The Astros announced the deal and his promotion yesterday during an off day. Houston hosts Los Angeles tonight at 7:05. Singleton, by the way, rated by many as baseball's top first baseman of the future. Rangers had the day off as well. They'll host the O's tonight at 7:10. From ESPN.com, LeBron James heard Tim Duncan's comments when the NBA final rematch was finally set and fully understood them, even though he wasn't bothered by them. After the San Antonio Spurs clinched a meeting with the Miami team, Duncan made a strong statement when he said, quote, "We're excited about it. We've got four more to win, and we'll do it this time." And King James' response?
It'd be a lot different than probably if we was in the Western Conference or they was in the East and we seen them time after time. I think both teams are professionals. Both teams have a state-of-the-art team, organization, but they don't like us. They don't. I could sense it from Timmy's comments over the last couple of days. They wanted us, and we'd be ready for a challenge.
From the NBA to the NFL, Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino is among the latest group of football players to file concussion-related lawsuits against the National Football League. The 52-year-old former Miami Dolphin quarterback is one of 15 former players who filed lawsuits in court in Philadelphia last week. Marino and the other 14 plaintiffs joined more than 4,800 others who have alleged the NFL misled players about the long-term dangers of concussions. The NFL has denied those claims. We'll keep it in the NFL, where Sean Lee tore an anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee in the first offseason practice last week, leaving the Dallas Cowboys a little short at linebacker. Justin Durant took his first turn at Sean Lee's spot in the middle of the linebacker position to start the second week of offseason practice for Dallas. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett likes what he sees, at least so far on tape.
When you kind of go back to what his reel looked like and say, let's watch the Justin Durant plays, feel pretty good about it. He runs to the football well. He made a lot of plays for us, and got to keep him healthy. Got to get him to a spot that he's comfortable with.
Down the road in Houston, they've got a brand new head coach, and they've started their second week of training as well. Here's an overview from Bill O'Brien.
I thought the intensity was good. These guys compete every day. We've thrown a lot at them, and so today was another example of that. You know, all the different situations we work today and things like that. But the guys are competing, and they're practicing with good intensity.
And finally, this morning, banned Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling is facing a lawsuit from a woman who alleged that while she was a former employee of Sterling's, she had a romantic relationship and was subject to, quote, a steady stream of racially and sexually abusive comments, according to the complaint. Attorney Bobby Samani, who is representing Sterling, told the Los Angeles Times via email that the allegations were, quote, completely baseless. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bring your family and friends to Bluebell Park from 6 to 9 on June 13th for the Chamber's tribute and salute to our first responders. Brought to you by St. Joseph's Health System.
I'm Chief Kepps. We're looking forward to playing the fire department's Hot Stuff team, sponsored by Atkinson Toyota.
And I'm Jeannie Smith. Your local McDonald's franchise is the proud sponsor of the police department's Cold Steel team.
Help support our Chamber and the 100 Club to recognize their financial contribution to our community.
Order your tickets at bcschamber.org or call the Chamber at 260-5200.
More than 30 years now, David Gardner's has been around to make sure that if you want to use jewelry to mark a momentous occasion for you personally, or, you know, on one of those days like Valentine's Day when everybody else does it, then they've got all sorts of price ranges, all sorts of styles, all sorts of different looks when it comes to jewelry. You may know exactly what you want. If that's the case, then that's easy enough. It may be that you're really a newbie when it comes to buying jewelry. You're not comfortable in a jewelry store. David Gardner's understands that. They've got a staff that will take you through the process. What kind of thing are you looking for, generally or specifically? What's your budget? How's it going to be used? Is there a special occasion involved? The kind of things that they ask makes the selection choice easier for you. So stop by and see them. 911 University Drive. Again, they've been doing this for a while, for more than 30 years. David Gardner's has the solution for you. They'll find something that fits your budget and certainly makes that person that it's intended for happy. They're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they do authorized Rolex service as well. 911 University Drive. It's David Gardner's.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Look for high temperatures in the lower 90s all the way through Monday. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s. No mention of rain in the forecast. We're looking at 73 right now. 7 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.